Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Okay, so one of the worst relationship experiences that I have had, I thought he was the one for me. I trusted him so much that I gave myself to him. I was ready and willing to give him everything. I really did love him. I thought he was the one for me. I found out that he was cheating. He was messing around with several other females. He was verbally, mentally, and emotionally abusive. I ended up having an abortion because he didn't want the baby. My heart healed from that and I made it through. I forgave, but I will never forget.
See him, so you all kind of things to get in your pain.
Life is lifing and moving along as usual. I'm still having sex with my son's father from time to time. In between the disagreements and the drama and the issues with other females, I ended up pregnant a second time. And much like the first time, all he could say is get rid of it. So I made an appointment, made preparations for it, and when the day came, he dropped me off front entrance of the abortion clinic and he left and went about his day. And I remember standing in front of that place, fighting back tears once again, as I watched him drive away from me without a care in the world, probably going to lay up with somebody else. We had agreed to go half and half, you know, to pay for it or whatever. So before he left, he gave me his half of the money and I have never felt so alone and abandoned. He should have stayed. He should have been there. It took both of us to make the baby. He couldn't have cared any less. And once again, nobody knew. Pregnancy seemed like deja vu. He was treating me just as bad as he did the first time around, except now he had leverage. He used our son as an example of how much harder it would be having two babies to take care of. I had one baby already. Why did I need another one? I didn't listen to him the first time, and how is it that I hadn't learned my lesson? This is all the stuff he's saying to me. Clearly, we both hadn't learned our lesson because he didn't ever use no condom, and everything seemed to fall on me. I needed to be on birth control, go get the Depo-Provera shot or something. It was all on me. It was only my responsibility. It was all my responsibility to get on birth control. So if I got pregnant, it was my fault. And on that day, my son was with his mother. So I didn't have to worry about him or, you know, caring for my son or whatever because he was with his grandmother. So I go in after some time of being there. The procedure was done. It was taken care of. Now, all I feel is anger towards him. And I want to be very clear about one thing. I only did it to appease him. It's not what I wanted at all. I resented him for it ever since. After it was done, I'm bleeding, I'm cramping, my emotions is all over the place, I'm in my feelings, and then he ain't nowhere to be found. He is unreachable, and I have to find a way home. So I called my friend to come and get me, and then I finally made it home or whatever, and I'm pissed. He didn't call to check on me or anything. I'm upstairs laying down, crying, upset, can't tell nobody what's wrong because they don't know I was going to have an abortion or that I was pregnant again in the first place. And when my son got brought home, it was by his mother. So I still didn't see him. I don't even remember when I saw him again, but I do know that some time had passed. And when I did hear from him, he was trying to see what was up for the night because I hadn't seen or heard from him since that day. And now you just make yourself readily available asking me if I'm still bleeding, how heavy or how light I was bleeding. When a guy is asking you that, they want to have sex. Even though I was mad at him, I was hurt, feeling put down, and emotionally depleted. Most of the time, whenever he showed me some attention or wanted to be with me, I jumped at the chance for whatever interest or affection I could get. So you know I went over there. Yep, I went over to his house. Like the dummy I was, I fell for it. I gave him some again. I packed my son's diaper bag, got us ready to go, and we was all ready to go when he came and got us. We spent the night in his house where he still lived with his mother, gave the baby to his mother. We went upstairs to do what we do in that same attic bedroom that I had gotten pregnant in both times. And the cycle repeated itself. And once again, he is done with me. Once he has gotten what he wanted from me, we fall asleep. We lay up for a little while, but then the next day, next month, he ain't trying to have me feeling like we a family. So he starts asking early, what time y'all gonna be ready to go? What time you want me to drop you off? And I start getting mad because you used me for sex. And now you ready for me to go so you can be free to run the streets and do whatever it is that you do. And I'm supposed to sit in the house and wait until you feel like being bothered with me, like a toy he puts on a shelf until he is ready to play with me again. That's how it felt to me. I was so sick of being treated like that because I was ready to be a family. I was ready to even get married if that might have been the case. So I took whatever I could get whenever he threw me a bone or a boner. And like an idiot, I kept allowing him to treat me like that. And so he kept doing it because I was allowing it. And I knew he was treating me like trash, but he always made it clear to me that if I wasn't there, somebody else would be. And he used to always tell me, what one woman won't do, another one will. I mean, which is true, but that's how he kept me on the string he had me on. And I allowed him to control me and to manipulate me until I finally got fed up. And I ended up dealing with a lot of hurt due to this individual. And I don't mean to keep speaking on him, but I had a lot of things happen that involved him from the age of 13 or 14 to 22. And I feel like some of the things I have gone through have set me up to parent. Because now my teen daughter is now facing stuff like this from guys. And about 2 weeks ago, she met a guy. And on her way to class, he approached her. And she's thinking this guy is, you know, a genuine, upstanding guy. And over the course of these last couple of weeks, his entire focus has been on having sex with her. Wanted her to text pictures of her breasts and her butt and her vagina. And when she said no, she's not comfortable with doing that, he cut off all communication with her. Stopped talking to her, dealing with her altogether. Because he only wanted to have sex with her. But the one difference here is, unlike me, I didn't tell my mother these things and I didn't keep an open line of communication with her, which is why I have built a relationship with my daughter where I let her know that she is able to come and tell me anything and she can come and tell me whatever it is. I don't care what it is. I have made it clear to her that she can tell me everything, no matter how good, how bad, or whatever the case may be. I won't judge, and that I got her back. Because I know how guys are and that I have had experiences of my own. I had a heart to heart with her this past Saturday. And I told her, most guys only want to have sex with you. They don't want you to be their girlfriend. They don't want a relationship. They literally just want relations. They just want to get between your legs. And I told her, don't let these guys use you. Once your virginity is gone, you can never get it back. And you don't want to end up giving it to the wrong person. With all these STDs out here, and these people are really out here just having sex, just putting themselves at risk. And don't even, seems like they don't care anyway. And this boy wants to have sex with her after a few days of meeting her. And they only ever seen each other in the course of this 2-week period, one time in person, the time that they met. He probably sleeping with all type of females. Who knows? Then she asked me, why does this keep happening to her? Why her? This is the second guy she has talked to who only wanted to have sex with her. And I told her that is how a lot of guys are. And I understand it from a female perspective because I told her your daddy is going to be your physical protector or your muscle to beat somebody up over you. But I know firsthand how guys do females. So I let her know that I am her emotional protector, because I know how it feels to give something so precious and so personal to someone who only seeks it as a conquest. After they manipulate you to give it up, And then they move on to another female and do the same thing over and over and over again. I then played that song by Life Jennings, SEX, and I told her about some of my experiences. And we agreed that this guy wasn't going to get the chance to take advantage of her and stick and move on her. I'm going to make sure my daughter knows a creep when she meets one and that she doesn't have to go through the things that I went through, because I'm going to give her the game and I'm going to let her know what it is and what's really going on out here. As long as I am here and I got breath in my body, these little ninjas running around out here better watch out when it comes to my daughter. I allowed somebody to continuously hurt me, take advantage of me and manipulate me until I had his baby and almost had a second one, got pregnant a second time and had an abortion and had to deal with it alone. He was only available for the pleasure, but he was absent for the consequences that the pleasure produced. I finally got fed up, like I said in previous story times, and I moved on. But there were so many times I said I was done, but kept going back again and again and again. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.